In 2008, Congress amended the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, ostensibly to provide for greater protection of Americans' civil liberties. That law allows various government agencies, including the NSA, to collect surveillance data domestically about people reasonably believed to be abroad. In addition, the USA Patriot Act, first passed in 2001, allows the government to obtain any tangible thing relevant to a terrorism investigation, including from U.S. citizens, without a showing that the thing sought pertains to terrorist activities. This means that government agencies can conduct surveillance without a warrant. The government agency does not have to identify the person or facility going to be monitored. The act also permits completely secret intelligence surveillance of non-U.S. citizens who are not affiliated with a foreign organization. The recent leaks reported widely in the media suggest that the NSA is storing a vast amount of information about U.S. phone calls and emails. The director of the NSA recently clarified at a congressional hearing that only the existence of these communications are logged and not their contents. However, the contents of certain emails and phone calls have been collected under the FISA Amendments Act of 2008, which allows surveillance without individualized warrants if the targets are non-citizens abroad, even if the collection takes place on domestic soil. Recently, the government officials have claimed that these surveillance programs have proven decisive in thwarting terrorist attacks. However, many details about the nature of these operations are missing. Then again, government officials have stated that the number of actual inquiries into the U.S. phone call database have been extremely limited, and there is no proof of any abuse by the intelligence community. The real issue in all this that faces lawmakers and the American people is psychological and political. On one hand, the fast-paced reality of impending terrorist attacks may demand an encroachment into people's private communications. On the other hand, future generations may look back at this moment and see these practices as the decisive turn towards a totalitarianism that eroded our core values of individual rights and privacy. One answer to this dilemma, at least for now, is a legal one. We must examine whether there are adequate safeguards in the form of well-developed processes and procedures that balance these competing concerns. Currently, intelligence officials must gain the approval of FISA courts to search the phone records database. However, this approval is increasingly an administrative exercise rather than a court proceeding implementing judicial review. These legal mechanisms make up a proven approach to safeguarding basic liberties and must be carefully defined and emphasized as we go forward. The question may be one of degree, but it is important to keep this necessity in mind when weighing the issue at all. Legal process and procedural safeguards will become even more important in the future. Last week, we learned that the FBI uses drones to conduct surveillance on U.S. soil. And there will be even more information gathered about all of us in the future. Consider, for instance, that 10, 15 years from now, every child born in America may have its own DNA profile gathered at birth. The need for legal safeguards also becomes important when considering the real threat of cyber attacks. Like all data, the hordes of private information that government collects faces the constant threat of being accessed by third parties who face no legal limits on their use of the data unless they're caught. This is especially worrisome in light of the recent Supreme Court decision approving collection of DNA from arrested individuals. While all this information may seem innocuous now in the hands of third parties, this may not be the case. I'm Jay Kaysen.